Suit had immediately called the state police bomb squad when he saw how the package looked. So they'd arrived before Jesse and Molly and Sonny had. I remembered the pictures of those packages when that wingnut was sending pipe bombs to politicians a few years ago, Suit said to Jesse.
You did right, Jesse said.
See something, say something, Suit said. Suit and Elena lived at the end of Cypress Lane. Elena had already left for her sister's house in Salem. Suit had known enough to have the houses closest to his, on both sides of the street, evacuate even before the bomb squad arrived. The neighbors were now milling around outside the yellow crime scene tape, even though the show was over. They'd used a robot to remove the package from Suit's front porch, place it on the flatbed truck they brought with them. The truck was already gone.
What the fuck, Jesse? Suit said.
How's Elena?
Freaked, Suit said.
Suit said the bulging envelope was just big enough not to fit in their mailbox, so it was on top of the rest of the mail in the white container their USPS guy had left at the front door. The mail, as it turned out, had come late in the day, after Suit had taken Elena to an early dinner at the Chowder House. When they got home, Suit didn't like the looks of the envelope. He was on high alert already because of what had happened to Molly and Jesse.
You always tell me that being careful never got anybody killed, Suit said.
But not being careful could.
Words to live by, Sonny said.
Literally, Molly said.
They were standing in the middle of Suit's front yard.
You were right not to wait to call the bomb squad, Jesse said.
Jesse's phone rang. He saw that it was Brian Lundquist, telling him that his guys hadn't fucked around. They'd already water blasted the contents. A 6-inch bomb filled with shrapnel that had failed to detonate.
First me, Jesse thought. Then Molly, now Suit.
Suit was right. What the fuck?
Did this SOB just want to scare Suit, Lundquist said, or did he screw up his homemade bomb?
You saved the packaging, Jesse said.
My guys do this for a living, Lundquist said. It was mailed 2 days ago, from Paradise.
Prince?
Lots. Lundquist said. Dusted it before the water blasted. Whoever it was must have worn gloves.
None of the other prints are in the system. Probably USPS people down the line.
Bad bomb, Jesse said. Still bad intentions.
Jesse had walked to the street to take Lundquist's call.
What the hell is going on there? Lundquist said.
Beats the hell out of me, Jesse said.
You need reinforcements?
Got Sonny Randall, Jesse said.
I meant from law enforcement.
I know, Jesse said, but I've got this for now. I can protect my people.
You sure?
Day at a time, Jesse said.
I've heard that one, Lundquist said.
Jesse put a car in front of the house. Suit didn't argue. When they were back at Molly's, she agreed to have Sonny stay with her until Michael was back.
I'm fun at sleepovers, Sonny said.
So I've heard, Molly said.
Jesse and Molly and Sonny were in Molly's living room. Molly and Sonny were sipping Irish whiskey. Jesse had a club soda. He knew Sonny liked an occasional Irish late at night. There was a time when he'd have joined her. As always, he watched her, fascinated, as she took small sips. Sipping whiskey had always been a skill out of his reach, like playing a musical instrument.
He'll make a mistake, Sonny said.
They always do, Jesse said.
She was wearing a black T-shirt, faded jeans, sandals. Her hair, he'd noticed, was shorter than it had been the last time he'd seen her. Jesse had always loved the smell of her hair, no matter how long or short she was wearing it. He stared at her. She stared back and smiled, as if everything they knew about each other and everything they felt, whatever they still felt, was in the air between them. She sipped some of her whiskey and winked at him, as if telling him that everything he knew, she did too.
If it's the same guy, he's no criminal genius, Jesse said. He's missed with two women now, missed with his bomb, missed with me.
By sheer chance with you, Molly said.
She sipped some of her whiskey. There hadn't been much in her glass to begin with, but it was still half full.
He's like this mutt terrorist, Jesse said. Just one who hasn't killed anybody yet. Can't let him win, Sonny said. The three of them sat there in silence until Molly said, I could stay with a friend, Sonny. If you've got another friend you'd like to stay with tonight. I have to take orders from the chief of police, but you don't, she grinned. Unless you want to, of course. I'm not here because he wants me to be here, Sonny said. I'm here because I want to be here. You're my friend too, girlfriend. Sonny turned to Jesse now and said, And I can do more than just sleepovers. I can help try to catch the stalker while you catch your killer, okay? Okay, he said. Molly said, You're absolutely certain you wouldn't rather Sonny guard you? We've tried it multiple times, Jesse said. Somehow she manages to keep losing me. And yet, Sonny said, here we are. Molly finished her drink, put it down, said to Jesse, Go home now. If this is going to be a sleepover, Sonny and I need to start dishing about boys. Sonny walked Jesse out. Neither one of them saying anything, as if they didn't want to disturb the night hush around them until Jesse said, You think this guy worked out some kind of plan? Or is he just making it up as he goes along? When a guy shot Richie and then started going after members of his family one by one, she said, my therapist told me that whatever he was doing made perfect sense to him. In the middle of it, Jesse said, he came after you. Only because I dropped my guard, she said. Got it up now? Jesse said. Would it be somewhat less than ladylike, Sonny said, for me to tell you that ought to be my line? They were on the driver's side of the car, suddenly quite close to each other, close enough for him to smell her hair. They were kissing then, like teenagers, outside a parked car. Here we are, Sonny had said. Here they were, under the streetlight in front of Molly Crane's house, lost in the moment, oblivious to whether Molly or anybody else was watching them, until Sonny pulled back, still smiling but out of breath now, saying, To be continued. It's wrong to lie to the chief of police, he said. Not lying, she said, and kissed him again, as fiercely as before. She turned and walked back into the house then. Jesse watched her go. Sure, there was an extra swing to her hips in her tight jeans. He was the chief, after all. Paid to notice everything.